Inc. from the Barbie movie soundtrack. It's Lizzo, and I'm joined this morning by someone who is, I wouldn't say a Barbie of Belito, but certainly she brings the energy, the flashing white smile, and the good vibes. And today she happens to be in pink. Even how did she know? She got the memo. Tash B is in the house. Tash Barnard joins us for, we've been doing this thing. It's Women's Month, so we've been profiling the who's who of the local business front, women making waves in business and in life. And of course, Tash B had to be featured. Tash, how are you today on a Tuesday morning?
My good morning, and good morning to all the listeners. Oh my gosh, I've been up since 3:30, so if I can't speak properly, I'm jammer.
No, listen, we were just chatting off air, and I believe that you've just returned from an international adventure, and the jet lag is proper, hey?
Yeah, the jet lag is real. Can't control it, but it is what it is. I'm making most of the moments.
This is cool, though, because this is kind of feeds right into the questions that I want to throw at you this morning, as we find out a little bit more about Tash B, the real lady. Because we have you in our minds as this ever positive, fully powered up energizer bunny who is all about making the North Coast a healthier, happier place. And you've built this amazing brand, Tash B Pilates, which is like iconic and has been really putting a spring in people's step and helping people find their balance and their posture and bounce back from injury and just putting all this goodness into the world. But at the end of the day, there's a real person here, and I want to find out, Tash, right now, as you are dealing with the severe jet lag from a Los Angeles return flight, how do you get back into your normal North Coast routine? Do you have a set sort of timetable that you conduct your life by?
Mike, I actually try and just get back into my regular routine. So I do go back to work on the next day after a long travel.
Straight away.
Hey? Studio is my happy place. My clients and the instructors is just life-giving. So yeah, it's easy for me to stay back into that space. And then I try and not go to bed too early, which is hard. Like with the 9-hour time difference, it is hard. I did try and stay up till 9:30 last night, which is later than my normal bedtime, but I'm just trying to maximize the wake time.
So, right now, what time did you get up this morning?
This morning, 3:30.
Yeah. Okay, but normally when you're not jet lagged, is it about a 4:30 a.m. start?
Yeah, I wake up with our sunrise. So, obviously, we're stepping into spring now, but I do naturally wake up around about 4:30. My friends know. I also go to bed at 8:30. It's a real thing. Pipi and slap date is 8:30 in my life, for those who do speak the beautiful language, Afrikaans.
Oh, wow.
But it's a joke, but it's also, I apply such high value on sleep, and I'm definitely a morning person.
Well, look, this is the thing, and it seems to me, in general, sort of North Coast people seem to have an earlier bedtime than in the big smoke, the big cities, Joburg, Cape Town. I don't know what it is, but maybe it is just tied to this kind of naturally healthier rhythm and routine. And obviously, you're a good advert for that. In fact, I was reading a thing the other day. Apparently, Jennifer Lopez, who looks like she hasn't aged, over the last 20 years, even one day. But apparently, same thing. She is obsessive about getting her a minimum 8 hours of sleep, and it's like early to bed, early to rise, so you see, you're in good company.
Yeah, no, that's good. And also, we have this beautiful sunrise over the Indian Ocean, people.
So come on. Yeah. That's your alarm clock right there.
Exactly.
And then you get going 4:30. What time does the rest of the family get going? Do you have a bit of a little window there to sort of collect yourself and to set the tone for your day?
Yeah, I definitely maximize that time. I just actually go downstairs. I have my absolute favorite Noah & Co. collagen coffee in the morning. And then I will have a bit of quiet time, and I'll do my admin. I'll make sure my day is set for my admin for the day is set, and my clients are checked out. And then by about 5:30, the kids will wake up. I know we'll be up already. And then we get cracking with lunch boxes and leave. Our kids go to school super early. You know, I'm Shlali. Love him, Shlali. Sport before school, because kids have got to move. Yes, everyone needs to move their bodies early in the morning. So Carter goes to school at 6:15, and I drop him off because I start work at 7.
Boom, boom. Yeah. And then it's full on. The day is rolling.
Yeah.
But I think this is very important. Having this goal of regulating that bedtime is, we're gonna aim for that, and we're gonna start our day at 4:30, and between those two pillars, life can happen.
Yeah.
And sort of normality, and then you're bouncing around. You've got a full on life here on the North Coast, and then from time to time you have to go and handle business overseas, adventures, and come back home. How do you handle the stress of business and life and juggling the craziness of where we are in 2023? Do you have a secret formula?
Mike, you know what? It's not a secret formula. I think our community, and I see this because I travel so much, our Bolito community is something unique. And I'm speaking from my immediate group of friends and leaders into my workspace with the instructors, moving into a school environment where there's always a mom that will look out for my children while I'm away, which I'm so grateful for. I actually get a little bit choked up here because it is so unique. Our community, having each other's back is just something that you cannot explain it to someone unless you've experienced it. It is just something that we have to hold on to and continue doing for one another in this space.
And it's a special thing, and it's really something that needs to be celebrated and recognized.
Yeah.
Right? We got a good thing going here. And of course you've got a pillar of support. You've got a good man in your life who holds the fort while you're away. Yeah. Hey?
No, super grateful that Andre really supports me in my field of favor. And I think, if you realize that your life is meant for something bigger than yourself, then being in the industry that we are in, the service industry, it's easy. Yes, there are challenges, but it is easy because you don't feel you are draining yourself running a race that is not meant for you.
You're speaking my language here. And do you have a kind of go-to motivational quote that comes to mind whenever the going gets tough?
Mike, I think, oh, I don't know.
You know what? I'd sent you a couple of things, and on one of your voice notes you'd sent back was, you said, "You've got this." Like, that's those three letters, the three words.
Yeah, you know what? You've got this. And also, I think something that I actually realized about myself being in California these last 2 weeks is there is actually more stamina within me than what I realized. And I want to encourage people to back themselves. Like, believe in yourself, move yourself, go dig a little bit deeper. You've got this, guys.
There you go. And if you feel like you need a little extra oomph this morning, I'm sure Tash has got you had a great radio advert once, Tash, that reminded everyone to sit up and to take a few seconds just to quickly align themselves. And if you're in the traffic this morning, maybe just completing that school run, have you got another little moment of mindfulness that you can give us?
Yeah, listen, that ad was actually gold. I remember driving and stopping at the traffic lights, and I think I back then had branding on my car, but I'd have people show me how upright they're sitting. I was like, yes, the community is winning. They are taller.
I'm going to bring it back. We're going to load the ad today.
Yeah. So, guys, don't take your hands off the steering wheel if you're driving. But if you are not in a car right now, why don't you stand up, like jump up, and bring your feet right underneath your hips. That's it, Mike.
I'm doing properly here.
Reach your arms high up towards your ceiling or the sky, wherever you are. Sinead Wilson, are you listening? Are you standing up tall? Take a deep breath. Inhale. And then lift your belly button right deep into your spine, and then roll forward, reaching down. You don't have to touch your toes, but just feel your body as you hang over, Mike. That is excellent. Take a deep breath at the bottom there. Bend your knees and roll yourself up, reaching your arms up nice and high into the sky. Stretch. Come on, feel your body go a little bit further. Remember, we said we can all go further. Breathe in. Last one. Exhale. Lower your head and roll down. Reach towards the floor. Bend your knees, guys. Enjoy what your body is feeling. Inhale. And roll back up. You did it. Well done, Bolito.
Hopefully You didn't roll down too far if you were driving.
Yeah, but, exactly. Sorry. we need to get out the car.
You adapted as you needed to. That was great, Tash. Thank you. I feel like I got some serious motion to my morning.
I think actually, let's just help everyone out there. The people that are in their cars can actually just sit up a little bit taller and press the back of their heads into their headrest, because tech's neck is actually an epidemic on its own. So use your neck muscles, your neck stabilizers, and press your head back into that headrest, Yella Owens. Come on, you can do this.
Resistance.
Yes, that's it, Mike. Well done. And then keep your head up for the rest of the day, because you deserve to walk with upright posture.
Hey, there you go. Walking tall into a Tuesday. Tash B giving you the power that you need. And, showing up when no one is watching, which is, you know, right now we're on radio, no one's watching, hopefully they're listening, but that's if I have to think back at all the interactions that we've had over the years, Tash, that seems to be like a consistent thread that has underscored your success and the growth of you and your business. Would you agree?
Yeah, sure, Mike, thanks for that. I think it is important, you know, if I have committed, and it's definitely something we're teaching our kids at the moment, having two teenagers in the house. You don't have to say yes to everything, but what you say yes to, make sure that you arrive in your best way possible, so that you can leave that place with inspiration and and just show up and be the best version of you. Don't compare. Comparison is like the worst thing in the world. But when you say yes to something, show up, be you, you're amazing, and off you go, dominate your day.
I feel like I can say all that to you right now as well, Tash. You're amazing, and you're shining the light that that you're known for, and we're better for it as a town to have you. And Tash B Pilates, based right here on the North Coast, for those that have yet to experience the transformative power of what happens in your studio and how it shapes lives and gives people the ability to be them, their best selves, you know, bring their best to whatever they're doing in life. Where can folks find out more about Tash B Pilates? And where, for those that don't even know you, where are you based these days?
So Mike, we are based at the Link Campus in Salt Rock, and everyone is invited. But we have a beautiful studio overlooking the sugar canes. But we're also online, guys. You can find us online. We have our virtual platform that was birthed during the pandemic.
And still going strong, hey?
Still going strong. We continue serving our online platform and our people that we've, that basically, I keep joking, I keep saying to Andre, these are the people that saved our marriage because I could continue operating in my sweet spot in the pandemic days. But we have our online platform, we have a fully equipped Bassi Pilates studio, we have incredible instructors that are so passionate and so well trained. And just also have such a heart for what they do. So we're a dynamic group of people, and everyone is invited to join us.
There you go. And let me tell you, world class, this group of people, really, on you've just come back from LA. I mean, forget about LA. we got it all right here on the Dolphin Coast, and you can get it anywhere online.
Yeah.
But if you can do it live, hey, that's first prize. I would say go and pay a visit to the Link Campus. Pop in to Tash B Pilates Studio. Go and experience it for yourself. Get moving. And Tash, you just keep doing what you do so well, and stay golden, because we love you.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks to the community. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here 16 years later.
Yo, and going strong. Here's to the next 16 and more. And Tash, let's do this again real soon. What do you say?
Let's do it.
You heard it, and you're about to hear this one.